Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is indeed us on a Monday evening. We welcome you in. South Florida High School Sports Radio Show going up until 8 o'clock this evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. And I know, Dan Day, that last news bit that you had to read was kind of hurting for you with the LSU Tigers not having a great year and now all that scandal going on. I know you're a diehard Baton Rouge guy, and wow. Been a tough year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of those years. I think a lot of people in Louisiana that I've talked to have just kind of just resigned to the fact that it's a throwaway year for the team. They're just not getting it done.
But hey, you know what? You go from national champions. I mean, you're on top of Mount Everest.
Maybe the greatest season ever.
Yeah, and you can't see people because you're so high up there. And now look, wow. If that, you know, this is the, isn't it a life lesson? Isn't it an object lesson? If you have kids out there and they're feeling all great and then, you know, I'm doing this and that. And then you go, well, what about LSU? You know, wow. That's, isn't that, but come on, as you are a fan, that's got to be the biggest high low you could ever get. I mean, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I would never suspect what happened this season to be going down. But you know what you say is, do you take that unbelievable season and then have to take this terrible season, or would you like them to be a little more evened out and you take that great season and that bad season every time?
You know what? The omen, I think, came during the early part, in the late spring, early summers, when all 35 kids on the team had COVID. And you're thinking, so wait a minute, you know what? Ed, he doesn't usually let that stuff go on. And, you know, but you said, a lot of young kids, your leadership at quarterback is in the NFL, your playmakers on defense, two of the three are gone. And you look at, you know, I was watching games and you had the linebacker White from 2 years ago and he's playing in the NFL. And then that's the way it is. When you're a great team, you just have to be more like Alabama where they have three of what you just lost. You know, that's
just pay your play. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm not saying Alabama
pays
their players.
Okay. Good, tough shot. All right, Dan, thanks so much. Just thinking of you during the headlines like that. We are taking you, as I said, until 8 o'clock this evening. Good guest list. The playoffs are underway. And there's some, you know, you do, this is the way I look at it. There's so many games. I mean, last week there were more games canceled, basically, than almost played in the state. And we're in the state playoffs. Throughout the rest of the state, if you opted in, I guess that's the, we only had one 8A team opt in. One. That means one large school in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Martin County. Because the closest 8A team other than Miami Palmetto is Treasure Coast in Port St. Lucie. Crazy. St. Thomas has not officially played a game. They will this Friday. First time I can remember, and I'm pretty sure it's the first time that St. Thomas has ever been to Lehigh Acres. I mean, I could pretty much stake everything on it that they've never been there before. This is like Key West last week, having Northwestern play down there, kind of a something you don't always have, and the rabid fan support, and such. I think that the people in Lehigh Acres are going to learn some things in a couple of hours. And and then St. Thomas, when they win that, and they should, it'll be a good game for a little bit. They have some athletes. I actually saw them play this year against Charlotte. And they do, you know, they do a Coach Chaney does a really good job over there. But St. Thomas is after another state championship. And it just, that's the type of year it is. I don't think they've played in a couple of weeks. Miami Central, they're going to enter their actual first game at 0-1. Yeah, they'll pick up the two forfeits against Immokalee and last week against Archbishop McCarthy. But last time that they were, I mean, they played Edison to a half, up 14-0, but the last time they played a full game was that Northwestern game. Who would have thought? You know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about that. It's been more than a nightmare in South Florida. That's why I keep saying, you know, it's an unfair advantage. Now it is. This is what we were talking about. Remember where we were screaming and yelling in August? And, you know, and wow, that team from Orlando or Jacksonville or Tampa area, the Panhandle, they're going to have 10 games played. And Central hasn't even been able to break in new socks. Am I wrong? Come on. It's not the way it's supposed to be. When everybody's involved in the end, like every team in the state of Florida, the decision should be based on that. So you won't have what we have now. I'm not a second guesser. I'm not somebody that knows all the answers, but I do know how to be a little bit rational. And rational says that this season should have started about right now or a little couple weeks later. I initially said January 4th because you may have some form of vaccine, but it's not about that. It's just that it should have never happened like that, you know? Because as it is, we're having a lot of games in North and North Central Florida called off because players have tested positive or coaches. So it's come full circle, and there's a lot of people, well, even if we started now, look at what happened. Okay. But I was thinking, you know, I was trying to appease what everybody else was saying about starting about now. Do you realize, here it is, because I think Dave Brousseau reminded me of this today, that Ely's playing Dillard in the Soul Bowl this week. That was the last time a lot of teams played. You know, that was the last time college coaches could see players live. A year ago. It's been a year in the process. And that was because of COVID. But now, it's because of the NCAA. Now, you're sitting back and you're thinking, my kid needs to go to college. He needs all the exposure in the world. It's had no spring, had no summer, had no camps, had no combines, had no 7-on-7s, excuse me, and there was no exposure. So wouldn't you think the NCAA would hit themselves in the head with a frying pan and say, well, wait a minute. They haven't, most of these kids have probably grown 3 or 4 inches, added 25 to 30 pounds. In a year, it happens when you're 15, 16, 17 years old. You go through those type of growth spurts, especially with weightlifting and, you know, and just natural progression. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, and it's not like I'm complaining, but and if I am, it's because I'm complaining because the kids are getting shortchanged. That the NCAA would extend the dark period, not just have a dark period, but extend it. Makes no sense. These kids need to be eyeballed. These kids need to be talked to because they're out there right now. They don't know which way to go. Unless you're a 5-star elite football player or a 4 or 3, you're out there. I mean, you're sending tapes out, you're sending, but what good is it? These guys got to eyeball you sometimes. And right now that the NCAA is making that a little bit tougher. And, you know, it's like, again, I sit there and think, you put the minuses and you put the pluses and you put the benefits of what this recruiting process is and entails. And most of it is exposure to college coaches. And while they can go on YouTube or Huddle and view films and say, oh, well, Johnny got bigger and looks pretty fast. I like him. But you know what? Johnny's character could be lacking. And you don't see that until you're around him and watch him during a game where his teammates are on the bench and, you know, talking amongst each other about football. And, oh, Johnny's over near the fence talking to friends. See, to me, if you that's the one thing that I've been very fortunate to, when I cover games, to be on the sidelines. Because that's part of what I do in evaluating and things like that. You've got to, yeah, anybody could see. I mean, I could send you all the tape and you go, oh, yeah, well, he's fast and he catches the ball. But there's got to be more to it. You know, if not, everybody would just do that. So you have to go. You have to see what type of person he is. How he does in the classroom, obviously, that's paramount. But that's also something that they already know, because you're sending them, they're getting transcripts and they're getting, you know, your test scores. But the thing is you can never measure his character. And character could slice through even the best football team in a second. If you have no character, that person or those people on a team, and I've seen it, they could sit there on the bench and make life tough because, you know, if they're not playing a part, they're being individuals and not being team-oriented, then your problem goes. So that's something that they're missing out on seeing as well. And as we had an opportunity Saturday night, we had a chance to go watch Miami Palmetto play against Dr. Phillips, another game that probably in any other year would have been a second, maybe a third-round game. Defensive oriented. Palmetto lost the quarterback in the first quarter, five plays in. And they had to run the Wildcat. With Rashard Smith, guys, that's a University of Miami commitment, but a wide receiver commitment. And Palmetto wins it 10-0. Great defense. Palmetto has got a great defense. But can that carry them? That's something that's going to be probably tested over the next couple of weeks, because they don't play home for a while now. That wasn't even home. That was at Travis Powell Stadium. So you get them going. Northwestern started out. Props to Key West. They played four quarters. Northwestern didn't play all four quarters. And it was 28-20. So people at Key West High School feel pretty good, even though their season comes to an end. But that takes us to the big game. This week, American Heritage, Northwestern, second round of the playoffs, but certainly it's about time because we're in the middle of November, so this stuff should be going down. Going to be a great game, was last year, a three-point game. Northwestern won, went on and won its third consecutive state title. The Bulls are looking for four straight. Miami Central, as we said, they'll actually get to play this week in a game at Traz Powell on Friday evening against Naples Lely. That's their first physical game. And they've got an opportunity to repeat as well. We told you about St. Thomas. 4A's are going to be pretty interesting as well. You have Gulliver Prep, which is a program loaded with talent, a lot of young kids, well-coached, playing host to Cardinal Gibbons. Been there, done that. 2 years ago, state champions. Have been to the third round of the playoffs two out of the last 3 years. Three out of the last 4 years. Well coached as well. That one's on Friday evening. Luther Campbell's Miami Edison Red Raiders. Looking good. 100 points in two games. They play a third round game, but much anticipation for that game in 2 weeks. Against Chaminade Madonna. That's a three-time defending state champions. That's something to mark on your calendar as well. So we have a lot going on, I could tell you. For it to all rush up on us at once, we also have the Tri-County football playoffs that are coming up. Well, every Friday, or Wednesday rather, we release the tops there. That's all the teams that didn't qualify, didn't want to play for state titles. For obviously, you know the reasons, because they wouldn't have had enough games. In Dade Broward Palm Beach, they're organizing that. They have a top 15 list on, or 16 lists on all of those. So a lot going on. Also, True Prep Academy, which is really really a success story in so many ways that they're even playing. This is university school combined with True Prep. They've only lost once, St. Thomas, and that was a heck of a game. Well, they're on TV this Friday evening against the mighty IMG, ESPNU game. So check them out. Have some tremendous football talent. As you know, IMG is just stacked. So we have it all going. Regular games, the Tri-County games, and the state playoffs are all going on once, and you can't escape them with us. We'll bring it to you. Great show this evening, as I told you. We'll talk UCF football with Jason Beatty in a couple of minutes. Will Spicer, starting offensive lineman for the Cardinal Gibbons Chiefs, senior, four-year guy. He'll talk to us about that team. And then also in the first hour, head coach Earl Sims from Miami Gulliver Prep. Great guy, great team. So that's awesome as well. So we have a 2 hours with you this evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day taking you. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've told you a lot, and I'll continue to tell you forever, that we're on this air only because of the great people at Auto Nation, Mike Jackson and his amazing people. Have done an awesome job, and we thank them so much. And AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash at this time. That is awesome. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online or in store. You'll get a check, and you'll be able to deposit that right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it and do it all for less. Plus, this is the most important thing. When you drive off that lot, they will have sanitized every vehicle that they service. That is a great selling point. To schedule service, appraise your car for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we talk UCF football. Jason Beatty is next. Back with you on a South Florida High School sports show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, that eye of the tiger. Uh-oh. Dan Day just trying to get those demons out of his head. Well, we're glad you're back this evening. And as I said, we are with you up until 8 o'clock. We have a tremendous show talking all types of things, whether it's playoff football, the Tri-County football, and also college. And we'll start right there here on our show for a Monday and head down or head up to UCF. And Jason Beatty, who is always kind enough to talk about the Knights, is standing by. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. Little Jekyll and Hyde football at UCF, but looks like they're playing pretty well of late.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after two straight losses a few weeks ago to Tulsa and Memphis, you know, that was really a breaking point for the Knights. You know, they rattled off three straight wins over Tulane, Houston, and Temple. Of course, they've got a big test this week, but right now UCF is in stride. They're playing really good football. We spoke with Josh Heupel this afternoon. He's happy with his team's mentality and where they're at right now, and a lot of pieces are starting to come together for this UCF team.
You know, Jason, this is a fun team to watch. You know, you sit down and watch. I mean, and anything happens. They're a wide-open offense. They gamble a lot on defense. Maybe that's probably the nature of the beast being in that conference. That's like the new WAC, the old WAC conference. They're not afraid to put the ball up. They score a lot of points. Talk about that. I think that the very fact that they are an attraction. I mean, they're really fun to watch. I mean, they're not going to come in and lay an egg. I mean, you know, they're going to score points. If they go down, they're going to go down in that 40 range.
Absolutely.
How does the fan base? I mean, you see. I mean, you talk to the fan base more than we do, and how do they appreciate that? Because there were years that you know, UCF was a okay team. You know, I mean, O'Leary had them as you know just a generally pretty good team, never really just outstanding to watch. But you know, over the last 3-4 years, they've been that team that you want to. If you see them that they're on at 3:30, you make a point to you know check them out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty incredible to watch how, you know, before this week, UCF was on pace to break the per-game yard average over 650 yards a game. They dropped a little bit, but, you know, it was interesting after the game against Temple. They won 38-13 over the Owls at home, and, you know, they put up 440 yards of total offense, and I asked Marlon Williams, does it kind of feel like a letdown? Usually you're putting up 600 yards of offense, and he's like, we still played pretty well, Like you mentioned in their losses, you know, against Memphis, they put up 49 points. I mean, hell, you lose if you're putting up 49 points and you lose, it's like it's tough to find where you made mistakes offensively. You know, exactly. This team puts up a lot of points. They push the tempo. That's something you didn't see often with George O'Leary, as you noted. You know, he was a bit more nickel and dime you and keeping the pace then, you know, slower. Whereas now, ever since Scott Frost came in with Josh Heupel at the helm, it's tempo, it's fast, and it's physical. You mentioned the defense. You know, the UCF's offense is number one in the country, the only team in the country averaging more than 600 yards a game. There are a couple teams at, you know, 590, 580. But defensively, UCF's tied number one with Boston College with forced fumbles, and they're getting a lot of interceptions. Richie Grant has 3 on the year. The secondary has a couple guys going to the Senior Bowl, and it's a really talented team all around. And really, when you look at the losses, you scratch your head a little bit and think maybe they just beat themselves.
Right, right. Jason Beatty joins us. He covers the UCF Knights, all sports. But football right now is paramount. And another thing, too, during the recruiting season, you have to figure that these kids – and I see where they're getting a lot of interest from the Central Florida area too, that they're playing that type of ball. And, you know, I don't want to keep knocking the regime's past, but they weren't playing fun football. And that's what kids want. That's why they want to go to the Texas Techs. And that's why they want to go to those, you know, the Boise States and teams that are not afraid to just, you know, just pop it at any down. You know, it could be second and one and they're going 90 yards. You know, I mean, that type of team, to me, would interest a recruit. Have you found that, you know, as far as a lot of the kids that have shown interest, that especially the ones on offense, and as you mentioned, defense, they gamble a lot. They also have good schemes. Just let's say generally would, you know, have a lot of interest because of how fun the game is and how much fun a lot of the players look like they're having when they're playing it on either side, and even special teams. You guys have made the art out of special teams with these crazy punters and kickers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talk with recruits a lot. You know, it's a bit slower now because kids aren't on campus as often as they would be in a normal season. But you know, when the Knights went to Houston a couple of weeks ago and put up a lot of points and won that game, one of their commits, Kale Sanders, a running back out of New Caney, Texas, was in attendance. And I asked him, I said, you know, they Otis Anderson and guys like Greg McCray put up a lot of yards in that game. And he said, I see my future in that fast-paced offense. I want to go out there. And, you know, he said he likes the pace. It's the pace where when the play's over, whoever went down on that play, whether it's Marlon Williams or Greg McCray, they pick the ball up immediately and go, go, go. Right. I talk with a lot of recruits, you know, quarterback commit out of Arizona, Mikey Keene, you know, was playing on Chandler. If you look at the Max Preps rankings, top 10 high school team in the country, they put up a lot of points too. So UCF recruits guys that are used to those, you know, up-tempo teams. And right. I think a lot of kids want to play for a type of offense like that.
Has Coach Heupel, has he tapped in a little bit to the Oklahoma and the Missouri areas where he probably was as familiar over the last maybe 10, over the last decade, and maybe there's a lot of siblings that played for him that may have interest? Because I know Missouri was his last stop, but he's, you know, the Oklahoma area is where he spent most time.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they have three kids out of Georgia committed. I think Georgia's a big area they like. Obviously, it's not far from Florida. They've honed in on Texas this recruiting cycle with a couple kids out of that state. One of their top recruits, actually, Cole Joyce, is a linebacker out of Arkansas. You know, so they got a couple kids out of the South and Midwest area, I would say. Not so much Oklahoma, but he's definitely right. Using his connections across the country. And, you know, I think this recruiting cycle right now, where UCF sits, it's obvious with everyone getting an extra year eligibility, he's kind of, Josh Heupel and the staff, they're kind of waiting to see maybe who might be a surprise coming back to the team. And obviously it looks like the NCAA is going to grant everyone a one-time free transfer here. So he's leaving a few spots open for that as well. But I think they're happy with where they are right now in terms of recruiting.
Before I let you go, big doings down in your hometown last week. The 305 headed down there, the 305 from 71st Street, Northwestern, and the Conks woke up. Talk about that. You got to be proud.
Yeah, I saw that final score. I didn't think it was going to be that close. You know, I didn't watch any of the game, obviously, but I think a lot of people kind of forget that there's a lot of talented kids down there. You know, we've seen Mekhi Sargent have success at Iowa and a few other guys across the country in some of those smaller schools, but there's a lot of talent in Key West, and I wish that college coaches would make that trip because it's worth it, not only for a beautiful weekend in the Keys, but there's a lot of talent down there, and, you know, they got to show up and show out against a good Northwestern team.
Yeah, they did, and Coach Hughes left the 2020 season with a good feeling. A lot of young kids on that team, and, you know, I mean, just to have Northwestern come down, you know, is something special for that, you know, for that school and for the community. You know, a team that's a three-time defending state champion, a national powerhouse, and you guys rattled their chain a lot. I love it. Jason,
absolutely.
Thanks so much for taking the time. We'll keep bugging you over the course of the rest of the season as we follow you. UCF, a lot of fans down in South Florida. Again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Jason Beatty covers, if you go to 247 Sports, that's Knights 247. A lot of extensive things on UCF. We're loaded with kids, you know, from all over South Florida that go to UCF. A lot of their success certainly has hinged on that as well. So I'm excited about that. As we told you, big games this week. Second round of the playoffs. We're already knocking heads, and this is for real. Cardinal Gibbons will be taking on Gulliver. Two tremendous football programs, well coached. Gulliver last year, both of them actually, were stung by Booker T. Washington on the Tornadoes' ride towards the state championship. So they all know what it feels like to go out a little bit earlier than you'd like. 2 years ago, Cardinal Gibbons finished as the state champions, and certainly they know that side of it. But somebody who's been through the entire deal, from starting to build the program right through the state championship to now, is a senior. He's a starting offensive center and team captain for Cardinal Gibbons. Will Spicer is kind enough to join us. Will, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. This is a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it could have gone a much different way if we never got to play this season. But here you are playing and having an opportunity to move one step closer to a state championship opportunity. What has it been for you? Talk about you being a senior, being a leader, being somebody who needs to keep the younger guys kind of in check, you know, try to steer them through a lot of these crazy waters we've been having. Talk about what it's been like for Will Spicer, you know, ever since the COVID started back in March and April.
So, you know, just like you said, we had our whole senior year, like our whole season ahead of us, and like just in a matter of time, it was almost all taken away. So it really gives you a whole different perspective on how much you love the game and how much you want to play And, like, when you almost lose it, like, when you have it again, it's something you never want to lose. So, really, going into the season, I knew, like, it was going to be a short season. I knew it wasn't going to be the same regular season as last year. We didn't have a spring. So, I knew it was going to be different, but I felt as a senior, like, I really needed to step up. I really needed – and I've been led by great coaches, and they've put me – been able to put me into the position where I can be a good leader, and I can tell my teammates out. My teammates are great. Like, we're a good team, and – through all the circumstances and everything, like us not knowing each other really, a completely new roster, like just new faces, new schemes, new players having to learn it. Like our players, we've really stepped up, and we're looking forward to keep playing and keep being able to do this.
Yeah, no doubt. Will Spicer joining us, four-year starter performer for Cardinal Gibbons, state championship 2 years ago. Will, you take a look at, you know, especially now, you're into the playoffs. Everybody, you know, you're reading all around the state that teams are having COVID. They're going to have to shut things down. What can you do? I mean, you know, from your standpoint, I know you guys have been CDC friendly from day one and you've done everything you possibly can. But anything short of not going to school and doing everything you know, online, what else can you do? I mean, you're protecting yourself, you're washing your hands. What you tell me, cause you live that life. What do you do anything any different? You kind of live life with a mask on. That's all you do or what?
I mean, it definitely is different, you know, and it's what you really can do is just follow what these people are telling you to do. Just wear your mask, stay at home. I mean, our coaches are great. On the field, off the field with the masks in the locker room. They limit people in the locker room. So our coaches do a really good job because at the end of the day, we got to keep our family safe first, and they don't want to jeopardize that. And we also don't want to lose our season. So you just have to really keep it, like hang out with just people, close people you know, masks on always, and just social distance.
And also, you look at this season, which was kind of like up and down, up and down. Loss to Heritage, which always stings. I know that's a huge rival. But at the same time, not to minimize or compromise, you beat St. Thomas. I mean, that's something that school hasn't done in a long, long time. Talk about that, not just from you or this current team, but all those teams that hadn't been able to beat them.
Well, you know, first things first, much respect for both St. Thomas and Heritage, both really two really good teams. Two powerhouses in Broward. I mean, for the Heritage game, it was definitely a tough loss. You know, senior year, that's never a game you want to lose. I mean, we had mistakes, penalties, but at the end of the day, they did win the football game, and you got to give your hats to them. They've got right. A good team over there. They got good guys over there, good coaches. St. Thomas game, we came in with a good game plan. Everybody came locked in. We knew we were the underdogs, and we really used that to our advantage. We just got a team of kids who are hungry, kids who don't have offers, kids who just love football, love what they do, go out there, execute it, give 110% on every play. And we did that against St. Thomas. And if we continue to do that, I see us having another ring at the end of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday night, big one. Everybody's been talking about it. Obviously, it's a big game, but it's not a road you haven't traveled down before. You guys have been down this road. You've played some extremely tough teams in the playoffs over the last couple of years. You know, having to play Tampa Jesuit and having to, you know, play a Rockledge and teams like that. Talk about this. You have a Gulliver team that's young, you know, has that bad taste in their mouth by losing to the same team you lost to in the playoffs last year, Booker T. Washington. You expect this to be a four-quarter war, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Gulliver's a good team. They got really good players over there. They got a good coaching staff. They're a good program overall. So it's definitely going to be a tough battle, but with a good game plan and a hard work, a hard weeks of practice and just good work, we should be able to get it done.
Yep, no doubt. Will Spicer's joining us, starting offensive lineman, Cardinal Gibbons, 4 years, and gets it done in the classroom. Speaking about that, where are we looking at college, and what do you want to study once you get there?
So for right now, all my college choices are open. I'm still looking at schools. I'm not sure where I'm going yet. I'm looking more into a business major or a political science. Okay. Yeah.
Excited. I mean, and you've been able to balance. I know a lot of young kids listen to this show, a lot of kids in 7th and 8th and 9th grade that are listening to you and just trying to figure out how they balance the classroom with athletics. And certainly you've done it extremely well. It just takes you got to be focused, don't you? You got to be focused on each thing and work as hard in the classroom as you work on the football field.
Yeah, it really does start in the classroom first. And I mean, it's just the whole Cardinal Gibbons program. Since day one, they've always preached classroom first, football field second, and they really stick to their word, and they make sure you get done through their school system. The coaches help you out, you need tutors, they help you out, and they make sure you get it done in the classroom first before the field.
Good stuff, Will Spicer. You did awesome, man. Good luck this week. I know you guys work hard, and I know you have that coaching staff that'll get you ready. Again, thanks so much for taking your time on this Monday night. We'll see you real soon.
Hey, no problem, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Good stuff. Will Spicer, senior, Cardinal Gibbons. They have a big one against Gulliver Prep this Friday night, and it should be an exceptional football game. We've been waiting for this one for we kind of figured that this would be the matchup. We thought Booker T may have been in the mix, but then lost quite a few key players from that mix. Carroll City obviously didn't opt in. So this has become a two-team race in South Florida, and then they'll see what happens. You got Coco still in the mix. You have St. Pete Lakewood. You have some really good football teams. But this is a monumental game this week. A lot of talent, a lot of young talent, a lot of great coaching. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I tell you all the time, we're only on the air this year, courtesy of Auto Nation, and I can't thank them enough for them stepping up just as a company. If you follow everything that they do, their cure for cancer, everything that's involved in it, they're special people, and they're kind enough to propel us during this crazy pandemic season. Auto Nation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash. That's right. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at Auto Nation. And if you need that service like we did, Auto Nation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil change, batteries, tires, whatever you need. Collision repair, I have a lot more going on. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it and do it all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle serviced so you stay safe on your ride home. Schedule service, appraise your car, or for that AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we talk about Gulliver Prep. Head coach Earl Sims is next.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show Monday night. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Jason Beatty from UCF and Will Spicer, for the four-year starter from Cardinal Gibbons, for joining us in our first segment. And now we turn our attention to that very game, the Cardinal Gibbons and Gulliver game coming up this week. And we're happy to have one of the best coaches in South Florida, a guy who just gets it done on and off the field. His kids go everywhere, college-wise. They're always everywhere for football. Great balance at Gulliver Prep. Head coach Earl Sims is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy Monday.
Thank you for having me on, Blue. I appreciate it.
Got a chance to see the 2020 version of this team last week and was impressed. Impressed with a lot of things. A lot of the young kids who have stepped up for you, you know, in roles that you really needed. Seniors who have taken that leadership. and underclassmen who were right there every step of the way, understanding that that loss to Booker T. Washington last year was something that was put away in the memory banks and used very wisely in the offseason. Talk about this team, because this is a team with a lot of potential, but a lot of youth as well.
Yes, I agree. And once again, thank you for having me on. You know, the game from last year, where, you know, we ended in defeat, you know, we left with the taste in our mouth that we wanted to get rid of, and that compelled us to work. You know, that compelled us to be more committed, you know, to be more consistent and you know, just to reach deep within to come together a little bit more in order for us to perform and have a better result this year. And so these guys, I'm extremely proud of them for the way that they've honored their commitment. And, you know, and here we are.
Yeah. But we got here in a crazy way because of the fact that this has been an off season like no other. This has been a last 7 months like we've never experienced before. So there was a lot of hurdles involved. Even at a private school who has everything, there's a lot of hurdles. I mean, there's hurdles everywhere. Doesn't matter where. If you're at Northwestern, American Heritage, it's a disease that nobody knows about still. and you've got to take every precaution possible. And we still see a lot of these teams who started early. It was so vital to start early in the north part of the state that a lot of these teams have ended their season because of COVID or currently on 14-day quarantine. How did you handle this? I know you guys did a lot of Zoom, but did you rely on a lot of your senior leaders and your leaders on the team to kind of help, you know, keep the word out and getting these younger kids motivated? Because you knew as well as I did is you're going to need these young kids.
For sure. No, I mean, I think it started with communication and being consistent with the communication. And so we did use Zoom. We made use of our tools. You know, we have group chats. We communicate all the time. And so I think that was, you know, that even though we had to be away from each other, we connected that way, and that allowed them to still feel connected to the team. And we did. We worked out together, even if it was on Zoom. You know, coaches meetings, you know, staff meetings, and position meetings. You know, everything we could, anything that we could do to stay engaged. You know, that's kind of what we had to do until it was time for us to take baby steps, and whatever they allowed us to do, we maximized it.
Yeah. And the thing is, and I kind of did this myself, you know, because, you know, we're so used to having hurricanes down here and maybe our power goes out, but team, you know, places all over the country are doing well. This was a worldwide pandemic. So what we were feeling here was shared in everywhere. So, I mean, in the sense that we weren't always going through this alone, and the season probably wouldn't start until enough teams were, you know, healthy to start. I mean, you were doing your part. And obviously that's extremely important. But I think what people learn, and I'm sure you learned and everybody learned, how much you missed normalcy.
Oh, my goodness. No, that for sure. You know, little things that I wouldn't say you took for granted, because I don't like that idea. But yeah, little things that you expect, you know, that you lost and you miss, you know, you respect a little bit more, you know. And, you know, I normalcy would be great. But, you know, until we do achieve that, you know, whatever we can, I think it's important for us to make the most of every moment, because what something that I've learned is that, you know, how precious time is, how precious moments are, how precious everything that we get to do. You know, it's not about got to do. It's what you get to do. You know,
right.
All right, I got to go here. It's going to be a long. No, I get to do this. I mean, we used to be cooped up in the house. You know, it's a deeper level of appreciation, you know.
No, I agree. I agree. Coach Earl Sims joining us, the head coach at Miami Gulliver Prep this week. Cardinal Gibbons, you come off a game with pace. You have some games under your belt. What are things that you think, because you've played, challenging schedule, you have pace, but Friday night's a different animal. It's a different bird for both of you. They've had St. Thomas, which kind of prepared them for this. What do you need not to do to win this game?
Well, so playoff football is about quality opponents facing off and meeting the challenges that are set before them. Each team has challenges that they have to face that the opponents may know about and some may not. But, you know, basically with the shortened season, you know, we try to get into our groove and become proficient at what our identity is and who we are as a team. I mean, the universal thing is you want to limit mistakes. You want to limit mistakes, and the mistakes that were made, they have a purpose. That's in the regular season. Those should be corrected in the postseason. You want to take care of the ball. You know, you want to make sure that you arrive prepared and ready for what's about to take place. You know, it's not going to be just any regular game. It's going to be the real deal. Everybody who's in the playoffs didn't come here to just stay there. You know, it's everybody wants to advance. And so it's kind of like what I told my team last week. You know, you're at a barbecue. You get to fix your plate. If you're full, you don't have to eat anymore. You could go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
but
point.
If you're hungry, you get to fix your plate. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's a good rationale. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking your time here this evening. Great seeing you guys the other night. Hopefully this week will be an awesome game. I really do think it's going to be a good game. Two well-coached, two outstanding football teams, loaded with talent, playmakers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Did you find out where the venue is going to be for sure?
Currently, I mean, I'm not 100% yet, but I'm about 99%, but I'm just waiting for the final, for the final stage. So I don't want to say,
No, that's okay. Yeah. Good stuff.
We're excited about it. And thank you. Thank you for the support and what you do always, Blue. We appreciate you. The community loves you and we thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Earl Sims, we'll wrap up hour number one. Dan Day going by real quick. Second hour is going to get better. Four more guests. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.